Hi everyone, Matt Jones here today, Life 2.0. I hope you're doing very well. I haven't been on here for a little while, so I wanted to come back on and talk about another subject that was important to me. These are things that I think about that I think mess people up. I like to get into the deeper meaning of things and really break life down in a way that makes it more easily digestible, because at the end of the day, what we think turns into our attitude, which shapes our habits, right? Mind, attitude, habits. You know, people say, you gotta be a positive thinker. You just gotta be a positive thinker. And though that can come off, I think, a bit trite, it's generally good advice. What you put in your brain, what you consume every day, really matters. So that's why today I really kind of wanted to break down purpose. You know, people will go years, decades thinking about their purpose, and not really getting anywhere with it. And this really messes people up. And I think that trying to discover your purpose also allows a little bit of, it gives you permission to procrastinate a little bit more. So I see a lot of people who want to do things, but they're just like, I don't know my purpose. How can I do anything? I got to discover my purpose. Where can I find it? One of the greatest quotes that has really shaped my life is that you don't find yourself, you create yourself, right? People think if I go to 100 countries, you know, and I look behind this rock, or I talk to this person, I have this experience, suddenly you're going to change, but you're not going to change. If you have problems where you are, it doesn't matter where you go, those problems are going to follow you, because what's between here is going to go everywhere with you, right? It doesn't matter. So, I'm going to say something today that is a bit more of contrarian thinking, and that is, forget about purpose. Just let it go. It doesn't matter, and it's not serving you. I prefer to think, you know, about things like, what is my mission in life? What do I do that fulfills me? What do I do every day that I know can help others? Perhaps, you know, change their thinking a little bit to feel a little bit better, get out of depression, give them a little bit of direction. But purpose ultimately doesn't serve you. And this is just my belief, but I don't believe we were born with purpose. What's the purpose of a rock? What's the purpose of a door? What's the purpose of a plant? Right? I think we like to think as advanced sentient beings that there's a purpose to everything because we're the most intelligent beings on the planet. No, not really. Dolphins are really intelligent. Whales are intelligent. You know, cows are intelligent. But we don't view them as, you know, looking after their purpose, right? They're not thinking about purpose. We're the only creatures that mess ourselves up. Why do we think dogs are so happy? Huh? Dogs are so happy. You think they're sitting around all day thinking about their purpose? I guarantee they're not, and that's why they're so happy, and that's why they die happier than humans. So if you're struggling right now to find some direction in your life, you're struggling to figure out where to get started and figure out what's your purpose, just forget about it, and you're gonna take this weight, and it's just gonna lift off your shoulders, because it didn't matter before you were born, and it's not gonna matter when you were dead. So, you know, this is almost like linguistics. It's like how we talk about things. What's the meaning of certain things? I would say don't look for your purpose. You have no purpose, okay? You weren't born with a purpose. You don't have a purpose now, okay? Just focus on something you love doing. If you're an entrepreneur, you know, and you want to change the world in some way, do it today. What are you passionate about? What do you know about, right? What is something that you excel at, that you know, you have good knowledge about, that you could pass to the mass population, you know? Just figure it out. Just find your direction. But, you know, purpose, you know, it almost gives people permission to not do anything. It, like, it paralyzes you. If I can't find my purpose, what's the point in doing anything? You know, so that's the idea today. I would say, you know, if you want to try to find your mission in life, if you want to get more clarity, you need to sit down, you need to write it out. Shameless plug, I do have a life blueprint that I sell for people who want to go through different life categories, from relationships, spirituality, fun and adventure, money, career, all sorts of things like that. Because a lot of people just focus on, well, as long as I make money, I'll finally be happy. But that's not the right way to go, because you're basically putting off happiness, aren't you? If I get my perfect body, health, I get my health in control, then I'm going to be happy. And we're attached to these things that don't even exist yet in the future. And that's why we're screwing ourselves up, right? Buddha, he said one of the worst ways that we basically pain ourselves is attachments. We get attached to all these things, and then when we don't have them, it brings us extreme sadness. So we are responsible for bringing our sadness to us most of the time. So something to consider. Forget about purpose. You don't have it. You never did. Just forget about it. So I'm curious to know what you guys think about this. Please leave your comments below. I want to know what you think about this idea, and if you think it could actually help you in your life. And yeah, make sure you like, subscribe, all that good stuff. I'm going to try to come on and do a few more videos about this and kind of get an idea of what you guys think. But this is something that I think has messed me up for a long time. And I'm sure you probably thought the same if you're curious about your own purpose, mission in life, and direction. So that's all. So thank you so much for taking the time. If you got to the end here, I really appreciate you spending time with me, guys. And wishing you lots of love. Till next time. Bye-bye.